Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Robert Dunn. Snow means salt on our driveways and streets, and that isn't necessarily a good thing for the health of the Mississippi River and its watershed. When snow and ice start falling, the salt trucks start spreading. Municipalities throughout the watershed deploy plows and salt trucks to combat the dangerous road conditions. Road salt is a cost-effective de-icer that lowers the freezing point of ice. The resulting slush makes for safer roads, but it carries an environmental cost. The salt that washes into the river system as the snow melts dissolves and accumulates in rivers and creeks. One teaspoon of salt can permanently contaminate 5 gallons of water. In addition to waterways and groundwater, road salt affects native species the most. The hardest hit species tend to be the native ones not evolved to deal with the salinity. That reduces biodiversity down to the few native species that can tolerate road salt and gives invasive species an edge. It can also accumulate in soil near heavily treated roads or sidewalks and draw moisture out of the plant's roots, drying out the entire place. While warming habitat, it also creates a toxic environment for fish and other wildlife. It impacts the survival rates of mussels, frogs, and other organisms. Sidewalk use of salt has risen steadily too. You can reduce the chloride pollution that affects the watershed, people, plants, and animals in a few simple ways. Use environmentally friendly products such as sand. Shovel snow regularly so ice doesn't form on the walkway. Spread salt evenly and sparingly. 1 pound of salt, roughly 1 coffee cup, will cover 20 feet of driveway or 70 feet of walk. When driving, maintain an appropriate speed for the conditions. Speeding can actively reduce effectiveness of salt by spinning it off the roadway. Next time it snows, be aware of how much salt you use. Be reminded that it all ends up in the river when the snow melts.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.